He is Robin Leach. He is Jay DeMarc, and this is Car Keys.
And we'll start this week off by discussing a potential issue for those of us who like to go to car shows every year, because there are some manufacturers that are slowly withdrawing from one or two car shows, and they seem to have additions starting to pop up in the news item for those people who care. And I'm one who cares, because I do what Jay, I think, said in an earlier show we like to do there, which is to touch the car, sit in it, you know, feel the, look at the features and all that kind of thing. And it might actually make some of us decide whether we want to buy one. But I think the manufacturers don't think that it's really cost effective for them to put all their vehicles out and all their personnel out. And Audi has just joined the we're not going to the next year's Detroit Auto Show group, which includes Mercedes, and Mercedes already had said that they weren't going to do it. Can others be far behind? Well, we don't think that the U.S. makers will withdraw, because Detroit's where the U.S. automakers have been for years, even though it's maybe not an effective show. I don't know. I've never been to the Detroit Auto Show.
Quick question around that, though. Are they withdrawing from all shows or just Detroit?
No, right now it's just the Detroit show. But what wasn't at the New York Auto Show this year, Jay? There were a couple things missing from the auto show. I don't think
there,
was
there were a couple things
was
missing.
Was Bentley there?
I think so.
Actually, I think it was, but I missed it.
I don't recall. And but I think the Detroit Auto Show doesn't have the
cachet
that it used to. And you know, there's only room for a few major shows in the world where manufacturers come out with prototypes and concept cars. And we all know where they are. And Geneva is the number one
and
show.
And then you go to move to L.A. in the West Coast.
And then you move to L.A.
And then do you need anything in between L.A. and New York? I'm not sure.
Tokyo has a big one.
Right.
And as far as presenting product and presenting a vision of the future, I think that's it. There's room for two or three very
big shows.
Big shows.
Same was true many, many years ago. There used to only be two or three, maybe four.
Well, there's
big
one in Hartford,
shows.
For example. But it's not a manufacturer auto show. It's
right.
A dealer organized auto show, and I've never been to it.
But those are sales shows, and that's what I'm getting at. New York is a big sales showroom, and that's fine. But it just, I guess, for some manufacturers, going to Detroit doesn't make much sense. And Detroit is not the center of the world when it comes to auto manufacturing anymore.
I would agree entirely with that, and I do agree that Detroit is not really probably the kind of center that the coastal auto shows are for the manufacturers in terms of the benefit cost.
Is Los Angeles year? I'm trying to.
Yeah, yearly. Yes.
No, I know it's year. Is it year end? Because
no, it's year begin. It's a year end, but it's before we move.
New York is
April.
They move
from west to east when they start the succeeding
and when is
model
Geneva?
Year car shows. December, I think.
I don't remember.
Okay, just because.
Doesn't matter. I don't think it matters when.
Robin, don't.
They have to do it.
Don't worry too much about it. You never went to Detroit anyway.
That's what I'm saying. Moving on. 3D printed parts may be coming in cars to you in the next couple of two or three years, as the manufacturers are experimenting with popping parts out of printers, as opposed to, I don't know how they're making them now, molds. And a printer is sort of a mold,
but the 3D printers, as you know, have been, you know, for years have been very effective.
Well, what they're moving into is large parts. There's a 3D printer that's trying to build rocket engines or rocket engines for these rockets that are sending satellites into space. It's hard for me to fathom a 3D printer in a huge building printing out rocket parts, much less car parts.
Well, they
used to have them at they used to have miniature ones at the auto shows a few years back, and you could line up and get a printed VW car that would pop out every minute and a half or something, and the line would stretch for 50 feet back from people wanting to wait to get their Volkswagen of the show, year's show model that they were doing. And that was a 3D
which shows you that it can certainly be done.
So all they're doing is just enlarging the capabilities from the standpoint of the sizes of parts they can print. Can 3D real estate houses be far behind? I don't know.
That I don't
would
know.
Be something.
Actually, I think
there, I would think
I,
that
I've
there
heard
are.
About it. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
And the prefab structures that are, you know, frequently moved up and down the Route 22 corridor.
Well,
unfortunately,
those are built by hand right now. Westchester Modular, for example, is what you're talking about, and the other homes. There's one over in New York State that.
But there's
the name of the seller on it or something.
We
but
digress.
That's, they're pre-built. We are digressing. We are a car
we
show, not a real estate show, although we could be. I'm not sure where we're going to go. We're going to this is a random show.
Then
this,
can I just
morning.
Ask a question?
Yes.
Have you seen the ads for Carvana with the floppy thing? Okay, do you know the floppy? Those balloon things that are outside car sales.
Oh, I mean
the floppy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and so it's all.
What about it?
Have you ever heard of Carvana?
I have heard of Carvana, but
all
I don't
right,
know what
so
it is.
So the floppy thing goes and buys a car online because he's so upset with the salesperson. He goes home. The floppy thing goes home unhappy to his floppy thing kids, and then you see beep beep, and a car is delivered to his house. And what I'm trying to find out, since that's advertising, is. What the heck?
Well, so, it's just to catch your attention. I think the floppy thing catches
I know
your
nothing,
attention.
I know nothing about Carvana, but I did. The name has come
it
across.
It is a way to sell
very
cars.
Very recently, and I'll look into this a little bit more.
Just
we can
investigate,
it.
Because yeah. It is a new. No, it's
well, they're trying to make inroads into car sales. And my personal opinion, for what little I know about, is that it's got a long way to go before I would think of going to Carvana to order a car. It's sort of like a dispensing machine type of situation.
But the dispensing, that's exactly the point, is...
Wait a minute. We buy everything else online.
But that's
the... That's not the point. The point is it's you want to go to a dealer or do you want to go to this newfangled alternative to going to dealers? It's somebody's brainstorm who's trying to make money selling cars, but not necessarily selling one brand of cars.
Which is why I think one might want to look at the Saturn lesson, which was a wonderful brand, the way that it was marketed... was you don't have to negotiate. It's like it's oh, gosh, you don't like to negotiate. Here's a price tag.
Well, it's like one price selling, too. They've been trying that for years to get into fixed price selling, like the Saturn, as you suggested, when the Saturns came out. You didn't go and negotiate the price. You bought the car as it was list priced. And that worked for a little while, but eventually when the sales started falling, I think some dealers probably broke ranks and started trying to keep sales up. It fell short. And they get reinstituted. CarMax is sometimes trying to do that too with car pricing of their assortment of vehicles. It's a one price situation. You go in and pick the car out, and all the BMW M3s that are on the lot, depending if they're the same year and practically the same mileage, are all the same price. And
let me be the devil's advocate for a second.
Let's go.
You buy everything else at pretty much a fixed price. When you go into now, different stores may have different prices for the same item.
You don't buy gas at a fixed price.
But you buy at a given location, you do.
No,
well,
it's not
a
fixed.
Regional if it's a regional price if there's a monopoly of the right, owners right. of the gas stations. But
okay, so but monopoly, yes, go on.
But the difference with cars is when you go into a dealership and buy a car, you and I can go into the same dealership and buy the same car and the same salesman. And
get a different price.
And get a very different price.
That's right.
And that is not the case. You go to Best Buy or any box store and you go buy a TV.
True.
If it's advertised at $299, you're walking out with a TV at $299.
Unless they discount it and put it on sale.
But we still can both get the same price.
Right.
And that was the whole idea with Saturn is you bought the same – you got the same value –
well, it was an attempt to blend the idea of a fixed value that the consumer wouldn't object to versus the retail value, which the consumer can object to and sit there and negotiate a price off of that retail value. And it was a way to try to stop the discounting that was going on, that goes on in the auto industry daily in general in one place or another in this country. As I've said in previous shows, there's a sale going on at your dealership every day. You go by dealerships in cities, and the hoods are all up, and S-A-L-E are propping up the hoods.
And if you show up at the end of the month and the first of the month, because they can still make the sales retroactive, you get the best deal of all.
Right. And there's also an internet price now that may be better than the paper price.
All right. And again,
it gets very complex.
Yes, but to me, if you have those three pieces of information, beginning of the month, end of the month, check online.
Well, there's more to it than just that. Those three little
But it's a place
things.
To start.
It is.
Of course.
With information that might be useful
well,
instead
every
of just...
Sunday up in the Boston area, there's a couple of the local papers, not necessarily the Boston Herald or whatever the major papers are, but they probably are too, have in their ads, because I went and chased one down and they couldn't find the Jeep that I was looking for that was advertised at a very good price in one of the papers emblazoned. And they had all sorts of excuses. Oh, must be out on a test drive. Oh, it'll be back in 20 minutes. And an hour and a half later, they can't find the vehicle. Oh, maybe we sold it yesterday.
Yes,
type
but
of
a
situation.
Different...
But it got me into the dealership because it was such a lead-in price that I thought if I could find it, maybe I might buy it.
Right, but for
I knew my Jeep Cherokees, and they couldn't find it. And then nothing else there was pro.
I understand, but we're talking about a different generation because you at least will go. And one of the things that is absolutely killing local papers is there's no classified because people don't look for the classified.
They're all doing it online.
When the freebie papers get into my mailbox, they go
chuck them.
Chuck them right there.
I don't even look at them.
But here is the issue around that, and this has all happened to people's brains along the way. If you don't know, you are going to have a hard time buying something well. But the entire Google it is designed for you have to know what you're looking for, and then you have to know the different parameters around what you're looking for, because all blank what you're looking for is are not created equal. And that's where, even with your daughter, I'm just saying generationally and digitally, you went over the various things that were available based on some actual practical experience.
Well, to take the case of my daughter, who bought a new car, I think, 4 years ago, I was surprised she actually did all the research on her own and didn't even consult me. And I was not insulted, by the way.
Lucky her.
Well, she did fine. She did great. She found the car she wanted at the price that she could afford, and she did the research. I mean, you either know what you're looking for, and that can be a specific product, like you want a certain brand for whatever reason, or you know you need, you know, a certain type of car because you have four dogs or you have two kids
You start with, again, parameters, instead of just this vast open opportunity for let's go to the...
Well, and that's why I think marketing cars is it's like the rest of the auto industry. It's just, in a way, they are behind the curve, and in some ways they're ahead of the curve. But there's a lot of money at stake in marketing cars. And it's an industry that is changing very quickly.
Yeah.
Well, they allegedly it's all going to go go to online selling. I think there's a group of people that are remaining in the people who buy cars that'll always want to go to the dealership and do the personal like situation.
Song and dance.
I think
the song and dance you can do without. I believe in going to a dealership because I believe in seeing and touching the product.
Right, and driving it.
And driving.
And this is the thing about Carvana that is why I would like you both to check, to investigate it.
Well, they will bring the car to your driveway.
They drive the car up in a flatbed, and then you go driving off in it. And that's the part that's just kind of, really? You want to abdicate? There are things that I love about my car.
Let's face it. A lot of people buy a lot of stuff on Amazon without it. Buy clothes, buy shoes.
Yeah,
buy,
and then they send it back.
It's a little harder with a car, but that's what we're going to
get to. Well, there is usually a 30-day or something kind of test drive type of thing with some of them. Yes, they are. There are those.
So,
the other concept, which I have seen in Europe, is instead of having and you know the geography is different and you know in Belgium, for instance, where I grew up, certain manufacturers have a big test center where dealers can send people to go test drive cars. They don't actually make sales there. You just go and test drive the car, and then you go back to the dealer and buy the car.
But that's
now, you could very well imagine that you could have test centers and then just go online and buy whatever you want after test driving it without being hassled along the way.
I think that can happen near when you have big urban centers, yeah. And you can have the test driving places near them. You're not going to have that happening up in places like Maine and Vermont and up in the hinterlands where there are not big centers for that kind of thing. And they cannot just build a test place. I mean, they could do it regionally, have each manufacturer have a test place to test drive cars in. How many places would they need to cover the United States? I don't know, but
yeah, but totally depends on your product. It also, you know, there are warring markets, there are warring needs, etc.
Okay, I'm not sure where we're going with this. I want to change the topic.
On 2 seconds. Okay. I can see the auto industry is a little. Funny in the sense that it is both market-driven, but it is also a lot supply-driven. I mean, a few weeks ago, we looked into this. You look at inventories at dealerships. You know, when you have 80 to 100 days worth of inventory sitting in lots across the country, when you walk in a dealership, you may know what you want, but in the end, you're going to walk out, drive away with something that is on the lot.
Most likely.
Very
most likely. You're not going to get a particular accessory that you thought you wanted when you walked in because they don't have the vehicle there. But if the salesman does a good job and you take a test drive, the old desire for the product sort of oozes into you as you go on your test drive around the...
Yes, but the benefit then to online is you used to be able to order what you wanted.
Yes.
So,
and that is the benefit.
If you're doing both is the point.
If you order what you want, you're going to be limited probably to the discount you're going to get because you don't have the dealer having the vehicle on the lot or able to find it.
But if you don't care.
And if you don't care and you can wait 8 weeks for it to go into the production system and come out exactly the way you wanted it, and you've been a victim of this attempt in your car buying history, which we have talked about years past on a show. And you thought you were getting something, and the car arrived, and it was the wrong color and all that, and you ended up, I can't remember what you ended up buying, walking out with it, but it wasn't quite right. And
it was my attempt at ordering something, right.
So I still think the automobile industry is a confounding for an awful lot of us, and we talk about how we can figure out how to do it on this show, but not everybody can figure out how to do it on the way.
Not even on this show.
Not even on this show, it's true.
All right.
And people, we are, as a group, in American sort of way, speak impatient when we want to get something. And there's a lot of impulse buying going on. Jay, when he bought his Touareg, searched the vehicle inventory for that particular vehicle. And how many did you find that we had what you wanted? Not many.
No, not many.
But you chased it and went down and got it.
But all I needed was one.
Right.
That's right.
But there's a willingness
to... You had the willingness to do it that your way, which was to find it and go get it.
Yeah. And I had a bit of time. It took me a while.
And you had time to do it. But yes, exactly. But there are other people that whose car breaks down en route, as a person who had a General Motors pickup truck did when he was towing a trailer back from Florida. And the dealership for General Motors couldn't fix the truck in a real reasonable period of time. And so he went across the street and traded it in on a Ford pickup truck and drove, hitched the trailer up to that and drove home the rest of the way. He got converted to Ford as a result. But that was a service problem that wasn't able to be dealt with appropriately for anybody who wanted to keep you in the General Motors of trucks.
He sounds like a person after my own heart. You know, it's like if Brand X isn't performing.
Go to Brand Y. And of course, that's what leasing allows people to do, because you can lease a car for 3 years. At the end of the third year, you can turn it in, and if you don't like it, you go to another dealership, or you can stay loyal, as Volkswagen and Subaru have been trying to do with their new upscale, larger three-row SUV-type vehicles this year, and or else they lose you lose those lower vehicle lessees to other brands that have a vehicle that's upscale beyond what they had just finished leasing.
And all right.
That's the automobile industry.
In a nutshell.
In a nutshell.
Thank you for the clinic. Now, are there any... Now I'd like to talk about something more passionate. So
okay.
You've got...
You each have
a minute, all right?
Okay, yeah.
And we'll make Jay go...
It is.
You'll know the question, so you'll have time to plan, because I'm going to ask Jay first, and that is... Is there anything that you're absolutely, any vehicle that you're drooling over right now? If you could have any vehicle.
Oh, yeah. Let me go first.
No, let him go first.
No, okay. I go first because
I drove one.
Okay.
I don't know whether I'm going to act on it or not, but the new Cherokee for 19.
No, you can't be
has
drooling.
A new engine. Just,
you can't be drooling.
Yeah, wait a second.
Actually, I am. And Jay doesn't understand the Cherokee interest. He likes his Touareg so much. But the Jeep Cherokee was coming out with a new engine, which was a turbocharged engine as a third engine option for their vehicle to add to the base four-cylinder engine and the V6. And I was coming back from Albany the other day, and I went by a Jeep dealer, and I said I had some time, so I just dropped in. Talk about dropping in impulse. And I went into the store and said to the sales guy there, when is the new turbo Cherokee coming out? Oh, we've got one right out in the lot. Would you like to drive it? I said, oh, yeah, I would. And I will tell you, anybody who likes Jeep Cherokees, as I do, and I'm a big fan of it, took it out for a 20-minute test drive, and it is a sparkling version of the Jeep Cherokee for anybody who wants sort of performance driving characteristics, because that engine is a marvel of power and thrust.
So the long short is that you like it better than the Jeep that you bought here.
I like it certainly as much, but will I replace the Jeep that I bought here? I don't know.
I bet you. All right.
We'll
and
see.
But, yes. Anyway,
now
but
we
I was
to Jay.
I was actually, yeah.
I'm not drooling over anything right now.
Looking for something further afield.
I basically agree with Jay. There's not a lot to drool over.
Okay.
Oh, there are great supercars out there. There's two problems with supercars. They're out of it's like, you know, dreaming of winning the lottery.
Yeah, which I am doing, by the way. So
great.
Yeah.
And
good
don't
luck
forget
with
about us
and
when
Australian
you do.
Just won the lottery twice in 1 week.
But also there's. The roads are what they are, and you cannot enjoy driving supercars on the highway.
Absolutely correct.
Right. So what do? Do you go to someplace like, do you go to a track? Or
no,
some...
we can get back to that. There are a lot of track day
Monticello.
Experiences at tracks all over. There are a bunch of clubs.
But you can't get, you have to have the cars, right? You can't.
Not necessarily. Monticello has.
That's a business.
It's sponsored by some manufacturers. Mazda is one, I think. And the manufacturers will have cars there, and they'll have car days, drive days. Jaguar. I went to Monticello to drive Jaguars.
But do you remember that
5 years ago?
But
or
do you
something.
Remember that terrible time you had, where it's like, okay, you can drive for 2 seconds. There are four people in the car, and
that's true. And that's
and
where
you had
they
to
all
wait
were.
In line. Was that at Monticello?
Well, they.
I thought that was in Boston.
Well, I've been to I've been to New Jersey. I've been to outside of Boston, and I've been to Monticello, and they're periodically offered to car enthusiasts who
actually,
the manufacturers hope you're going to buy one.
My dream vehicle right now is a Mercedes Sprinter all-wheel drive
van
equipped as a camper that I can go and do anything I want wherever I want.
That
he is
it.
Okay. He is Robin Leach. He is Jay DeMarc, and this is Car Keys.